Welcome to Seeking Alpha's Stocks to Watch, Wall Street Breakfast's Weekend Edition, our news team's weekend preview of upcoming IPOs, earnings reports, conference presentations, investor days, FDA decisions, Barron's mentions, and other key events that could impact stocks to set you up for the week ahead in the markets. Subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and Stitcher. Good morning. Today is Sunday, December 27th. Happy holidays and happy almost 2021. I'm your host, Rena Scherbel. We begin with a breakdown of the week ahead from Seeking Alpha's news team. Stimulus wildcards are back in the spotlight next week for investors after President Donald Trump threatened not to sign a major economic stimulus package approved by Congress after intense negotiations. A particular focus will be on airline companies like Delta Airlines, American, United, JetBlue, and Southwest that are balancing cash burn rates against waiting too long to bring back furloughed employees. Meanwhile, the major vaccine development of the week could come out of India, where an approval on Oxford AstraZeneca's vaccine is anticipated. This week in earnings news, just a few companies step into the earnings booth next week. Watch for reports from Sina, CSP, and Weibo on December 28th. In IPO news, no new IPO pricing is expected during the last week of the year. IPO lockup period expirations hit on Accolade and Lemonade on the 29th, as well as a block of Beam Therapeutics shares on December 30th. The upcoming IPO lockup period expiration on Fubo TV is also attracting a lot of attention. The FDA action date on Osmotica Pharmaceuticals' refiled marketing application seeking approval of Arbiclofen extended-release tablets for the treatment of spasticity in MS patients is on December 29th. Ajax Therapeutics is scheduled to hold its virtual annual meeting on the 28th. Jinko Solar and Daco New Energy hold their annual meeting on the 29th. Tiffany shareholders meet on December 30th to vote on the merger with LVMH. Nevada gaming win numbers for November are due out sometime during the week. The casino sector could get rattled if the statewide and Las Vegas Strip numbers for the month worsen from the level seen in October. Short interest has moved notably higher on a number of stocks over the last few weeks, including Intel, Tyson Foods, and Heartland Express. While those stocks still have a low percentage of short interest as total float, the list of companies with over 30% of short interest as total float includes GameStop, which we cover later in the podcast, National Beverage, Stitch Fix, Revlon, Virgin Galactic, and Bed Bath & Beyond. Investors in the tech sector should rest easy that the monster gains will continue into 2021, this according to Wedbush Securities, said analyst Dan Ives. Our COVID investor playbook continues to be an offensive tech portfolio focused on cloud, cybersecurity, and FANG names, with our view that tech stocks could have another 25% upward move in the cards over the next year, given the transformational growth stories playing out in the market. While valuations appear to be stretched to many, we continue to view this as a re-rating paradigm across the tech sector, as the scarcity of secular growth stories remain front and center for the street, hunting for growth. The firm's core reopening tech disruptive basket consists of Uber, Lyft, Tesla, Cerence, and Nuance. This week in Barron's mentions, the stocks and themes that draw attention in Barron's weekly edition. The publication singles out six travel and leisure stocks that could fly next year as the pandemic recovery takes hold: Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, Norwegian Cruise Lines, Caesars Entertainment, Marriott Vacations, Extended Stay American, and Wynn Resorts are on the short list of names that could rally as travel demand moves back toward 2019 levels. Increased travel will also benefit the airline sector, especially if business and international demand improves dramatically. Delta Airlines, Southwest, Allegiant Travel, Ryanair Holdings, and Go Linhas are seen having the most upside. And finally, Yelp is called an intriguing reopening rebound play. Yelp trades at 2x estimated forward sales versus TripAdvisor at 3.5x and Booking Holdings at 8x. This week in our single stock focus, we're covering GameStop with Value Adventurer, who covered the stock the day after Christmas. GameStop closed the week at a hair over 20. Value Adventurer begins here. It's been a wild year for GameStop, probably the most eventful in the 3 years I've been following it. When comparing the company in 2017 to the company now, there are many differences but also many similarities. One thing that has not changed is that bears continue to compare GameStop to Blockbuster and remain steadfast in their belief that the fall of physical media will be the company's demise. There have been a great many articles, including some of mine, that have argued against this simple thesis, so that won't be the focus of this article. Instead, I will focus on clarifying the important position GameStop holds in the gaming industry, especially now, how it is set up for success in 2021, and why shorting the company carries significant risks. The first misconception I want to disprove is that GameStop is simply a stay-at-home stock. While the pandemic has certainly limited the options that people have, that alone plays a very small part in the bull thesis. Labeling it as a stay-at-home stock suggests that once normalcy returns, business will immediately decline. And that could not be farther from the truth. I will admit that the immediate rise in demand for video games is due to the pandemic. However, GameStop has seen as many headwinds as tailwinds in 2020. Unlike essential retailers like Walmart or Target, GameStop has had to close its stores at various times throughout the year. Only Australia was not affected by closures. Supply constraints from the pandemic's impact on manufacturing have also impeded sales. Considering this, it is not surprising that GameStop has not matched the overall growth of the industry this year. These challenges should be in the rearview mirror in 2021, and management itself has stated in the last conference call that the console launch is not a Q4 phenomenon. There will be great carry-forward demand into the entirety of next year and beyond. To me, this is entirely reasonable as the street prices for next-generation consoles are still far above MSRP. This would not be the case if there was still not pent-up demand for the hardware. Value Adventurer goes on to discuss shorting the stock. If anyone is still considering shorting the company just because the price ran up, I would warn against that logic as well. There was a lot of uncertainty around the company earlier this year and how the pandemic would affect it. With liquidity no longer an issue and vaccines in store for 2021, as well as a carryover of business from new console restocks, there are few fundamental catalysts that could send the stock down. Value Adventurer concludes with this. As someone long GameStop, I certainly want to be wary of excessive optimism for any stock. Given that there are still bears on the stock and the short interest has not dropped any significant amount yet, I feel the stock still has room to grow. It is not excessively overvalued, as GameStop is due for a profitable Q4 and still trades as a cheap 0.25 times price sales ratio, which is under half of what Best Buy trades for. Overall, Seeking Alpha authors skew neutral on GameStop with 4 very bullish, 2 bullish, 3 neutral, 2 bearish, and 2 very bearish. That concludes this week's Stocks to Watch. Thank you for listening. For the best investment analysis and news on the web, go to SeekingAlpha.com. Subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and Stitcher. You can also sign up for our other podcasts, Alpha Trader, the Cannabis Investing Podcast, Let's Talk ETFs, and Marketplace Roundtable Podcast on those platforms as well. Have a great week.